Yo, yo, yo. What's up, fam? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of self-care realness. And let's talk about something that hits harder than that caffeine crash at 3 p.m. Building a social support network that actually feels like, well, a network. You know what I mean? Not just a bunch of random Instagram followers liking thirst traps and pretending to be your BFF because they went to the same high school as you 5 years ago. We're talking deep connections, people who get you on a soul level, the kind of squad that shows up even when your pizza order gets messed up for the third time this month. Seriously, Domino's, what is going on? Ever feel like social media has turned friendships into these curated highlight reels? Like everyone's constantly posting their best angles and pretending they're living some flawless life. Newsflash. Nobody's perfect. And honestly, that kind of pressure can make it harder than ever to find real connections. But here's the tea. Building a genuine social support network is like leveling up your life, but instead of collecting coins, you collect actual human beings who have your back. Alright, let's break down how to build a squad that feels less performative and more ride or die. First things first, ditch the idea that you need to be friends with everyone. Authenticity over quantity, fam. Focus on connecting with people who share your values, interests, and vibe. Think about what truly matters to you. Are you a total bookworm? Obsessed with video games? Passionate about environmental justice? Find communities where those things thrive, whether it's an online forum, a local club, or just that group chat with your fellow anime lovers. Second, remember that building genuine connections takes time and effort. It's not about spamming DMs or trying to impress everyone with witty captions, though. Good for you if you can pull that off. It's about showing up consistently, being a good listener, offering support when people need it, and celebrating their wins like they're your own. Third, don't be afraid to be vulnerable. Letting people see your real self, the messy, imperfect parts, is what builds trust and intimacy. Sharing your struggles, fears, and dreams can create a deeper connection than any curated Instagram story ever could. Just remember, you're not spilling tea on someone else's page. This is about building a supportive space where everyone feels safe being themselves. Next up, practice those communication skills. Texting is great for quick chats, but nothing beats actually talking to people face to face or even over video chat if you're feeling shy. Ask questions, listen actively, and be present in the conversation. You know that feeling when you're having a deep, meaningful conversation with someone and time just flies by. That's what we're aiming for here. Finally, remember that sometimes friendships fade and that's okay. Life is constantly evolving and people change too. Don't take it personally if connections drift apart, it happens to everyone. Just focus on nurturing the relationships that feel authentic and supportive and know that there are always new opportunities for connection around the corner. Picture this. You're having a rough day. Maybe your online course crashed during a crucial quiz or your cat just sent your plant collection into orbit. Don't worry, we've all been there. You reach out to your friend group and boom. They rally around you with words of encouragement, memes that perfectly sum up your mood, and maybe even offer to help pick up the pieces figuratively, unless your friend is a literal hero who also happens to be good at plant resuscitation. That's the power of a truly supportive social network. It's like having your own personal hype squad, ready to lift you up when you need it most. So, what are you waiting for? Ditch the FOMO and start building those real-life connections. Show up, be yourself, and watch as your support system grows into something incredible. Remember, fam, you're not alone in this journey. We're all in this together. Don't forget to hit that follow button, leave a review, and tag us in your TikTok reactions. Let me know your thoughts on building authentic connections, what works for you. What are some of your go-to strategies for finding your people? DM me or drop it in the comments below. We're in this together.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.